Experts say summers in Wisconsin have gotten about 2 degrees warmer since 1970, which has wreaked havoc on wild rice, an important part of native life. But hotter summers aren't the only reason wild rice is facing challenges. Here and Now reporter Nathan Denzine has this story.
Hopefully in my lifetime, you know, that I'll see it come back, you know, that my grandchildren, my children, they'll have that.
As the leaves start to change and summer drifts into fall, native people in northern Wisconsin have one thing on their mind, wild rice. But due to climate change and other human causes, wild rice is becoming less abundant.
They used to have close to 75 bodies of water. I used to have wild rice on it. Now we got two rivers.
Wild rice, or Manomin in Ojibwe, grows in shallow streams and lakes across the Great Lakes region. Manomin is extremely nutritious, delicious, and fundamental to how native people in this area live.
This is a map from 1911.
Records dating back to 1850 show over 225 acres of wild rice in the Lac du Flambeau area. But today, that number is closer to 100. Joe Gravine is the wild rice technician for the Lac du Flambeau tribe. He says Manomin is the reason native people migrated to the region.
The little prophecies told us, you know, to go to where that food grows on the water, which is wild rice, Manomin.
That was over 2,500 years ago, and native people have been harvesting wild rice ever since. Before ricers can knock, roast, and thrash the seed, environmental factors have to be just right year-round for the seed to grow.
It also needs harsh winters or cold winters with thicker lake ice.
Maddie Nyblade is a PhD student at the University of Minnesota who works with Gravine and the tribe to study wild rice and why it might be disappearing. She says that winter is when Manomin faces its first challenge.
So we are seeing less snow, less lake ice duration, and both of those have a negative impact on rice.
Wild rice needs a long-lasting freeze that turns over nutrients on the lake bed. Recent shorter winters means that doesn't happen as much. After winter, wild rice needs shallow water to germinate. However, dams, culverts, and other interventions over the last two centuries have raised water levels too high for the plant to grow.
I have documents that show where the United States government flooded hundreds and hundreds of acres of wild rice, 12 miles, not even 12 miles from here.
By August or September, if the rice was able to survive, it's ready to be harvested. That's when people like Greg Biscocane Johnson and his partner, Alexandria Salinas, head out in a canoe to knock.
Being Ojibwe, you should probably either use it, eat it, harvest it, or share it.
When it's time to harvest Manomin, everything stops and we go out racing.
Biscocane Johnson is an artist and cultural educator in Lac du Flambeau who has been racing for most of his life. Salinas is the owner of a Dawe Design Collective and is originally from a tribe in Michigan where rice beds have all but disappeared. On one end of the canoe, he pushes the pair through delicate rice beds with a large pole, careful not to accidentally destroy any stalks.
Manomin needs a very particular environment to thrive, and Johnson says that the wake from motorboats can cause a huge problem and destroy acres of rice beds.
Unless you're on a lake with no rice, like we are, wakes can be large enough to shake rice off the stalk or churn up lake beds and stop the rice from growing in the first place.
That means less food for me and my family and my tribe.
It's a shame to see things in decline and to see them in decline for such selfish reasons.
And the plant faces dozens of other threats, including invasive species, water pollution, and severe storms.
Because it's impacted by so many different factors, it can show us what's happening and be a signpost of our environment.
When you mess with the natural way of things, there's always going to be consequences that you can't predict.
It's only going to progressively get worse and worse, you know. And so our children and our grandchildren are going to inherit our mess that we made here.
Gravine says that for the last few years, he has been working with the Wisconsin DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to secure protections for Minomin, which would at least insulate it from boats and dams.
You can't sit back and not say nothing, you know, because that's how important it is. That's how important it is, you know.
Until meaningful climate action or other interventions are put in place, Minomin is likely to continue its decline.
And we just have to tell our children, you know, that's not how it should be in the future. You guys deserve better.
Reporting for Here and Now, I'm Nathan Denzine in Lac du Flambeau.